Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now on KKFT.
John Potter and Jay Biggs live and local every Saturday morning on 9 to noon on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
That is right. And in the studio with us right now, we have got the manager of a brand new exotic fish shop called Hidden Cove Exotic Fish. And Penny Eck, welcome to the studio this morning with us here. All right. So, well, let me turn your mic on. Now you can say
thank you. Oh, that would be nice. Thank you.
Yes. Now you are here with us. And also in the live, in the studio with us is Blake as well from our sales department hanging out. But we just wanted to talk to you because this is a brand new business to the Truckee Meadows.
Well, and it's been there a year.
Nope, different owners. We've only been open for about 3 months. The old owners abandoned the place, and we took over, and we've been building up from square one.
Oh, I'm glad you took over.
They abandoned the place?
Yes.
With the fish inside?
Yep, all the fish were in there. They didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know how to take care of any of the fish, and so they closed the doors and left. So.
Oh, my God.
How does that I got to ask you, just because before we go into this, how does that process work? Like someone calls and says, hey, listen, we've got this... Or like the police, or like hey, we've got a shop full of fish that need to be helped. Like how do they get taken care of?
I'm not sure exactly how it worked, but I do know that the new owners were working for the people that owned it previously, and so they went through whatever steps they needed to take over the business, rebrand it, rename it, and do things the proper way.
I got to be honest, I didn't know how it was staying in business because it started slow. There wasn't a whole lot of advertising to it. I didn't know it was there. I stumbled upon it next to Save Mart there on Plum. And then the pandemic hit. And so I was really surprised it was still there. I was thankful it is and very thankful that you are the new caretakers and owners. And I got to tell you, you have 16 Google reviews and every single one is 5 stars.
5 stars.
Yes.
5 stars. 6 complete 5-star rating. Here's one. The staff is experienced and knowledgeable. The selection of fish is astounding. So run through the types and species of fish that you have there.
Oh, man. So I deal more with all the freshwater stuff. We have some saltwater. That's what we're working on next. But we've got corydoras. We've got guppies. We've got betta fish, plecos. There's killifish, tetras, rasboras, danios, gouramis, goldfish. We do have koi that are imported straight from Japan.
Okay, I only know two of those fishes.
These sound like Yu-Gi-Oh characters to me. Like goldfish.
And Jay knows I got like 50-some koi in my backyard.
Oh, okay.
But you have koi that come with a certificate of breeding?
Yes, that's
what
correct.
The heck?
So they all come from a local guy named Adam, and he gets all of the koi straight from Japan, and they all have their certificates for where they come from, where they're bred.
Certificates?
Yes.
A fish with a certificate?
It's similar to like a pedigree for a dog or a cat, purebred stuff.
I mean, I guess it makes sense.
Are there fish shows where you
there's fish shows, and then a lot of it also has to do with if you're just looking like, for higher quality colors in your koi.
Well, I mean shows like Best of Show Award winner and things like that.
I haven't ever been part of those, but there's a show going on right now called Aquashella, and they have competitions for like the highest quality colors in a fish,
Aquashella,
best shapes, stuff like that.
See, when Jay said exotic fish, I thought it was like they had stripper poles.
Not quite,
little poles, and
Jay doesn't explain too well.
Oh my gosh. Sorry about that. But Hidden Cove, tell us a little bit about your mission here. Cause you were telling me like, obviously you work with fish, but what got you involved? I mean, what really made your passion come to fruition for this?
Personally, I'm really a big fan of aquascaping, which is kind of like landscaping for fish tanks.
Cool.
Putting all the different plants in there, getting the logs and wood set up in a way that's really visually pleasing.
Did you ever watch that show where they were making the really cool
fish tank stuff like that? Oh yeah, that's part of what got me into it. And then also another big part is just the education. Not a lot of people know how to properly take care of certain types of fish.
Like pH balances and stuff like that in the water.
Yeah, water temperature. acres, the amount of space that fish need. So I really got into it to help educate people on how to properly take care of their pets because, you know, they're fish and they're still animals and they're living, breathing things.
How did it start for you? Was it the first goldfish or something that...
Pretty much. Not going to lie, my first fish tank was awful when I was a little kid. I didn't know how to take care of any of that stuff. And
Exactly.
It was pretty bad, but... I started watching all those shows about fish tanks and reptiles and all that stuff, and it really piqued my interest, and I started learning from there.
You mentioned reptile. I got to mention you have reptiles, too.
We do.
Here's another review on Google. I bought a beautiful Chilean rosehair tarantula here who's just the sweetest thing. The tarantula.
Yes.
And you have reptiles. You have amphibians. Geckos.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a mascot.
Yes, our mascot is Rio. He's a Texas green cichlid. He's about 7.5, 8 years old, and he's one of the largest and longest lived Texas greens that we know of. He's actually on our business card and our website and all that stuff, or our Facebook, sorry.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I got to say, look at the pictures on your Facebook page. The way that some of these exotic fishes look, it looks like Mother Nature had a heck of a sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
Some are really silly.
They are. Yeah. I totally agree with you there.
Bugged out eyes and the blowfish. And the, you know, silly things like that. That's just amazing to see it. All the varieties. I mean, where do you get all these fish?
Most of our fish come down from California. We actually take a drive down there to pick them up. That way they don't have to deal with being shipped somewhere, chances of them getting lost. We are actually also working on trying to get more local breeders involved. That way... they're not sourced from the wild. They're sourced from captive bred. It's a lot more ethical that way. So that's something that we're pushing for is local bred. And then also we do get quite a bit of surrenders as well. Some people end up taking a fish or a reptile in and either they are moving states, they didn't know the proper care for the animal or what the situation is, but we do get a lot of surrenders in, so we rehabilitate
Lots of animals. That's too huge to know because, I mean, you do, if you're on like those pet Facebook sites, you always see people going like, hey, I'm moving to Indiana, can't take the goldfish or whatever,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, so there's a resource for you right there if you didn't know at Hidden Cove. So all right, well, Penny, tell me this, what are your hours there at Hidden Cove?
We are open 11 a.m to 7 p.m 7 days
a week.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. And so Dawn, the owner,
yes,
and she's very knowledgeable, I'm sure, in the fish as well, and can talk to you pretty much like you give knowledge. Now let me ask you this: do you guys have like a Facebook or a website or anything like that they can go to?
We don't have
a website.
Not yet. No.
Talk about Hidden Cove.
We do have a Facebook though, and that's Hidden Cove Exotics and Aquarium. And then we also just started an Instagram as well that's linked to our Facebook. And that one is Hidden Cove Fish.
On your Facebook, apparently, Inventory Day.
Yes.
It's like a really big day there.
It is.
What is Inventory Day?
So Inventory Day is the day that we get all of our fish in from California. And like I said, we drive down there and pick all them up, and that's when we get all of our new fish in. If we couldn't get something last time, that's when we get the new thing in this time. And that's the day that we get everything in the tanks monitored and out on the floor, yeah.
Oh, wow. Do you have fish fanatics who come out to get the first sighting?
Yeah. We've got a few regulars that'll come in on inventory day, and sometimes they just look around just to see what we got in. Sometimes they'll... get a whole bunch of different fish. We've got plenty of customers that have very large fish tanks, lots of communities.
You know, you talk to a fish fanatic and they swear that each fish has its own personality. Now, I was always a dog person. I heard cat people tell me that. Oh, they all have different personalities. Wouldn't you know it? I have 3 cats now and it's true.
Oh, absolutely.
They all have different personalities. They're not just generic cat. Individual fish have personalities too?
Yes, that's absolutely true. If you take a look at our
mascot, a troublemaker fish and a calm fish.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, our mascot, Rio, he's a pretty prime example of that. We tell a lot of people when they come in that if you move your finger across the glass, he'll play with you, follow your finger.
Oh.
And then we do have some fish that like to beat up on other fish. Those tend to be the cichlids.
I have a bully cat.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Same exact thing.
See, John thought the fish, the exotic fish on the poles were the drama fish. Oh, I got Blake to laugh
well,
on that one.
Okay, he's right. Look at that beautiful showroom.
I was just looking at the Facebook page here because I didn't get a chance to do so yet. And you guys have plants too?
Yes, we do.
And so and you sell the aquariums and all the accessories and all that kind of stuff, right?
Right.
So everything, it's like the one-stop shop if you want to get, you know, all this stuff for the exotic fish or, like you said, reptiles too. And they have food?
Yep, we've got fish food. We've got turtle food. We do have turtles as well. Reptiles is something that we're working on next just because we are still fairly new. We haven't had the chance to get everything built up 100%. But reptiles and amphibians and insects is going to be our next venture.
Are you going to have a flea circus?
I don't think that will have.
I just think of Screech from Save the Bill when I hear that one. That's great. Okay, so Hidden Cove Exotic Fish and Aquarium. Let me ask you this, Penny. Do you guys also cater to, like, let's just say someone that wants to come down and get the dollar goldfish?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. You have that, too. It's not just exotic.
Not just exotics. No, okay. We've got your standard starters. We do have betta fish. Okay. We've got goldfish. We do have some fancier goldfish and then some more standard common goldfish as
What's the hottest trendy fish right now?
It's not a fish. It's an amphibian, and that would be the axolotl.
Axolotl.
Yep, they're a type of salamander or the larval form of a salamander.
Let me guess, some rapper got one, and now everybody wants to have one.
It could be. You know, they look very similar to Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh my gosh, this thing is really, it's interesting looking. Of course, my Google's talking to me now. Thanks, I'll turn it down. But wow,
that looks like a little Martian with antenna.
Right.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. You guys have these?
Yes, we do. We get all of ours from a local breeder as well.
What do they run? I got to ask you that.
It's going to depend on the color and the type, but standard price is going to start at like $80 or $90.
Wow. And that's a really cool thing to have. I mean, just an axolotl. If you just go and Google that if you haven't yet.
And you sell the tanks and all the equipment.
And they also, the axolotls specifically come with a care sheet because they're a little bit more advanced. So we do have a care sheet written up for those, and they also have their lineage printed out.
It kind of looks like an amphibian Tasmanian devil.
Almost, yeah.
Can you handle them? Like, you can have them in your hand?
They're more of a looking pet.
Yeah, I was going to say, they look like they're fragile almost.
Yes.
Like
not like a bearded dragon.
Yeah, wow. Okay, well, there's that. All right,
Penny. And goldfish are a dollar.
Not exactly a dollar, but we do have
come on now. I was
we
just
do
saying.
Have cheaper options for people that aren't wanting to spend a whole lot
I
of
hear
money.
The place is so friendly, even the crabs come out to see you. Right?
It depends when John's there for the
I'm
meet
helping
and
you sell here.
Right.
And well, be sure when you go in to say hi to the guppies.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They got them. All right. Well, Penny, what's your address over there?
Our address is 101 West Plum Lane. We're right next to the dollar store in that little shopping center on Lakeside and Plum.
And your phone number?
Our phone number is 775-622-8273.
All right. And if you go to Facebook, it's just facebook.com/Hidden Cove Aquarium. And you can go and check them out. Penny Eck. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for having
you
me.
So well proper spoken here. I got to tell you, you did a great job. And we are going to be back. We have got more news and comment here and stuff to talk about on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
John
it's
Potter. Live and local.
Oh,
hey.
John Potter, Jay Biggs, each and every Saturday morning, 9 to noon.
Yeah, we'll figure it out here. Something we need to figure out for sure is traffic, because we do have a traffic report right now brought to you by Ahern Rentals Hardware and Supply, Carson Valley's favorite hardware store with the best customer service. Don't wander around the big box store. Get the help and supplies you need at Ahern Rentals Hardware and Supply. Let's just quickly here take a look at traffic. CHP not reporting anything as far as incidents or accidents. We still have one from around 10 this morning getting cleaned up at 88 and Mottsville Lane in Gardnerville. That's involving injuries, so could see some delays there on the northbound side. In Reno, there's a traffic hazard on the 80 eastbound at mile marker 13 here in Reno, so just make sure you use caution. But otherwise, John, it's live and local.
I got to say, downtown, the roads are all closed for the Italian festival too. Well,
we're headed
Street.
Down. We're going to be going after that.
Yeah, sure.
Tony was in the studio yesterday with us, and Valerie Ferrari on Fun 101, our sister station here at Evans Broadcast, brought us some of those world famous mushroom raviolis, which were so good. Oh my gosh! And so we're going to go enjoy some of those a little bit later on.
Kind of reminds me of that phone poll we did last Saturday, and we had a number of phone calls about them. And that was, in your opinion, what is Reno missing?
Right.
And I thought of a few more. What does our area lack that the public would support? Personally, $2 steak and eggs, 99-cent shrimp cocktail, 99-cent margaritas, $2 beer with foot-long hot dogs, and $1 table bets like we used to have.
We used to also have those $1.99 meals at Baldini's from midnight to 5 a.m.
And we need hotels that don't charge a resort fee.
Yeah, well, especially if you're not going to get all the cool resort parts of the hotel.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry, so the pool is closed.
New top... Right, exactly. There's always something. So I thought a foam poll we could do today. What advice would you give to somebody moving to Reno? We'll take any answer except for it's rapidly evolving into hell on earth. Any other answer is fine. I think we'll get a lot more positive comments about Reno despite the changes, and much more positive comments compared to the radio station in California that asked, what advice would you give to somebody moving to LA? And they had 412,000 comments, and they were all like this. These are just the latest ones on Facebook. What advice would you give somebody moving to L.A.? Even though I was born there, why? God allows U-turns. Would never go back. Turn around. Go to Florida. Drive straight to the ocean. Take a picture and go back. These are L.A. locals saying this.
Well, I mean...
Born and lived here 65 years now. Find another state. The clowns that run this state have ruined it.
I will say this. I will say this. Growing up in Missouri, you have this perception of what L.A. is like because you see, you know, honking horns, traffic, you know.
They hate it there.
Yeah, well, yeah, well.
And you've talked to people from there who are in Reno, and they say basically all the same stuff here.
Well, it's because of this. Like for instance, let me tell you, when I did L.A., when I did radio in L.A., I was up here in Reno on a small vacation. And someone at one of the radio stations in town caught wind that I was in town and said, hey, why don't you come over and interview with us? And I'm like, well, I'm living in L.A. now. I'm, you know, I have no thoughts of coming back to Reno. And they said, just please come over. All right. So I took 7 minutes to get to this faux interview or whatever.
Yeah.
Talked with them. And I said, wait a minute. I'm driving 2 hours to and from work each and every day. That's 4 hours in the car. And
now,
just,
okay, I got to stop you there. Why wouldn't you get a place right by
where
you work?
Well, John,
this is that
like,
impossible?
You would, yeah, kind of, for the pricing and stuff like that, for what we made in radio. And it's just like this. If you work in downtown San Francisco, why would you not live in one of those downtown places, you know, that has the, you know, the condos, instead of having to deal with the Bay Bridge or the San Mateo Bridge every day coming from the East Bay or whatever, right? So then what happens? Well, then the Bay Bridge goes out and you have to go down to San Mateo and your trip to work is 5 hours. So what I'm trying to say is that, like, sometimes you can't necessarily live right. I mean, here at the radio station, for instance, I wouldn't want to live necessarily right next to here. I want to live in a nicer neighborhood. So I live in South Reno. But, you know, sometimes you can't live right where you work. And 4 hours round trip, just by moving to Reno, I gained 3 hours and 45 minutes with my then family just for moving. And I started thinking to myself, man, I don't care if it's quality of life over amount of money at this point. That's 4 hours extra a day at home, less stress.
That fits into what we're asking here. What advice would you give somebody who was going to move to Reno? And you can give them that information. But I'll tell you, these answers about advice for people moving to LA from the locals there. I got to read some more.
Yes, please.
Only the strong survive. Don't seek an intervention. Turn around and go back. Do not come here. Oh, hopefully you mean Louisiana, not Los Angeles. Drive east on I-10 till you get to Florida.
Oh, my.
Run screaming into the night. Ha, 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 ha. Nobody moves to L.A. Don't do it. My deepest sympathy. Go where the people are much more friendlier, the air quality is better, and the streets don't stink, and more importantly, it's a heck of a lot more safer. Go back. It's not as nice as you think. Go find a shrink. You're not playing with a full deck.
I have, John, I have faith that the Reno market loves our town a little bit better than those comments.
Oh,
that
I know.
We would not get that kind of...
That's the amazing thing, the night and day nature of this whole idea here. Invest in a security system. Forget about having a lawn. Go back. Gosh. Take Newsom with you.
Yeah, please. Please. Now, we don't have any callers yet with opinions, but we do have in the studio with us right now, Blake Gunther, our
Well, I didn't give the phone number. 775-884-9910.
Yeah, I guess.
What advice would you give somebody moving to Reno? Call now.
Yeah, hey.
Oh, Blake. Well, as a transplant, as you guys like to call them, from Nashville, I moved out here in 2017. One thing I would definitely tell people to be ready or expect out here, the weather, while it is a drier heat, the winters, it's really just a toss-up. You don't know if you're going to get a lot of snow, if you're going to be snowed in and whatnot. But the biggest culture shock for me would have to be the kids getting out of school for smoke. That is so unheard of where I'm from. We never had a smoke day.
Right.
Well, it's funny because we talked about this last week, like with Kevin Rainey when he was talking about the insurance rates going up because of the hurricane in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, what's our natural disaster here? You know, I'm thinking like we had that spurt of earthquakes over in Somerset a few years back. But other than that, it's really wildfires, man.
Right.
So like whereas in Tennessee, it's probably tornadoes.
Tornadoes.
Right? And
yeah.
I grew up with that in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, oh, you're crazy. You know, this giant flume of, you know, just weather can come out of the sky and take your house all of a sudden, you know, and we're over here like, well, you could get shaken off the continent, you know, living in California. So it's like, you know, we all have something going on, but the smoke is our, and wildfires is kind of our natural
and
disaster around here.
It's not fair because these are fires mainly in California, and you look at a map from up in outer space and you see that stream of smoke. Make a beeline.
Straight
directly
to us.
The people at the coast don't ever experience it.
Not at all.
When it comes from...
well, there's a coastal breeze.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
anyway, you mentioned the weather. I got to say, this is the best, absolute favorite time of the year for me.
I love fall.
I love sleeping with the windows open and feeling that that coolness hits you as you snuggle up in the blankets. I love it.
Well, at least you got someone to snuggle with, John.
Well,
most of the time.
Our issue at our house is we have a golden doodle, and he just proclaims that our queen size bed is also his bed. So there's nights where I have to kind of, you know, we're like shifting our feet and, you know, Scout, get out of here. Get out of here.
Well, my situation, I apparently, from what I've been told, snore.
You and me both. Do you have sleep apnea? Have you had a sleep study done?
That's what my wife keeps trying to convince me of.
John, you need to get that done.
Well, the doctor said, yeah, I'll give you a prescription for an oxygenator. And I had an oxygenator I was renting by the month. I had to get rid of it. It's just...
Can't sleep with it on?
You know what?
It's not the fact it's uncomfortable. It's a bit noisy.
It's loud.
I put in the closet with an extension cord. You can still hear the hum. I need to hear what's going on. I need to have a window open to hear if there's a break-in.
Right.
That's a really important thing to me. There's a lot of neighborhood crime happening right now. I want to hear if somebody is jiggling the door or something like that. So that's more important to me than getting the oxygen at night.
Now, Blake, you also... Well, hold on a minute. There's some toss-ups and things that you got to consider whether they're worth it or not. So, for instance, I have one of my buddies who was with Uber Eats. It was on here a few weeks back, and he had the sleep apnea surgery. And it took him almost 2 months to recover, and he still, to this day, he has, like, phlegm in his throat and all that stuff. So, Blake, what you got to consider, I know where you're at, but where we are, where we talk with our voice and we use our voice, they literally say it can change your voice.
Oh,
And I'm not even interested in doing that. I will fall over dead before I have a sleep apnea surgery. I'm totally cool with it. I'm not losing this voice.
Well, I've seen that there's a new trend going on where people are taping their mouths shut.
Mm-hmm.
That is so dangerous because if you do have sleep apnea, you're literally going to choke yourself in your sleep.
I don't know how correct he is, but my wife's cousin tells me that the oxygenator turns you into a wimp.
Really?
Yeah, because it does too much for you. You have to breathe on your own. I don't know if there's some logic in that or
interesting.
Not. Do we have a call?
We might have a call. I think we have a caller. Oh, maybe not. Okay. All right.
Let's go to break. Check Fox News.
Yep. All right. We're going to be right back here on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
John Potter, Jay Biggs, Live and Local every Saturday morning, 9 to noon at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
That is right. Our podcast is going to be up around 12:31 o'clock at 991fmtalk.com. Just click the podcast tab. There's hour 1, 2, and 3 to enjoy throughout your weeks. And, of course, also all the retro editions as well of Live and Local. Now, you can also find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/onairconversations or just search for Live and Local with John and Jay. But we did have some stuff I wanted to touch on this morning. John, you know you had your news and comment, but we are going to go to a caller first. We are going to be talking right now with Paula live on the air about sleep apnea. Paula, welcome to Live and Local with John and Jay.
Did I open up something here? Hi, Paula.
Hi, guys. Hey, I'm going to be real brief, but here, the sleep apnea, I had it too. Now, there's a few things you can do. You can pile some pillows and sleep kind of on an incline. Don't sleep flat. But also, there's some really simple mouthpieces out there. And even dentists carry some, but they're going to charge you $700. I got one online when I needed it. I don't anymore. I had a back surgery. I cannot lay down flat, so the problem's gone. Research it online. There's a lot of things out there, and just don't, you might sample online. Like, I used this one that I got, and it worked, because they pull your bottom jaw forward. And anyway, look around. Don't buy the first thing somebody tries to sell you for $700. But wearing that headgear is just like, no way. Okay, baby, take care. But do look into it, because it is kind of dangerous if you stop breathing. Yeah, that's dangerous.
Well, thank you, Paula. I appreciate that call. And my doctor tells me that because we're on such a higher elevation, that people are not getting the oxygen. Everybody.
Right.
People are not getting the oxygen they really do need when they go to sleep. And he says that a lot more people should be using these oxygenators and whatever.
Nebulizers, all that kind of stuff. My mom had COPD. It was hard for her to breathe here versus other places. But then you get the humidity in other places too, which can cause problems.
There's
Yeah, there really is no perfect place, I'd say. But, and then again, I'm so cheap too, I would just try not to breathe to save $700.
Well, I was renting one, and they make you go through red tape just to take it back. Because, this medical firm, they want to get their monthly money and everything. And it was quite a lot of money.
Right.
I said to my doctor, listen, why don't you just write me a prescription for a machine and I'll just buy one at one of these shops here in Reno. I haven't done that yet, but I will. But I recommend not just no monthly payments on an oxygenator. Don't get any subscriptions, period, because they're impossible to cancel. And I went through this with, my HP printer and stuff like that. They had me on some sort of subscription thing where I pay a set amount of money for the ink, and they would automatically send me the ink when they detected it to be low. And this is a pain just to get out of these deals. I don't want subscription monthly
fees
for anything.
No, absolutely not. There is that. The other thing I want to talk about was the Miss USA pageant. It was in town. Now, we were talking about last week, I was doing the Uber driving, and I had a few of them in the car.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're saying this thing's rigged.
Yes. So, well, the losers are.
Well, yeah.
Not the winner.
Yeah, Miss Texas. Well, you know, it's interesting because Miss USA pageant, if you notice the finale of it, usually they're very congratulative and, you know, they're going up and giving hugs and stuff. These girls just straight turned away.
There is some compelling evidence to the theory that the Miss USA pageant was rigged. I feel silly for saying that. But there's the backstage photo of the director of the whole pageant fixing the hair of the original winner.
Miss Texas.
It looks like her hairdresser. No, that was the director of the pageant.
Oh my.
Working on the eventual winner's hair. Now that's a scandal, folks.
I got very close with Team Tennessee. Had them in the Uber car for quite some time.
Miss Tennessee gave you her phone number. Are you going to tell that story?
No. I'm not going to tell that story. thanks, John.
He's been telling everybody, folks.
No, I am not. Maybe we can get some inside information on that eventually once the smoke clears and it dies down a little bit. It's probably too fresh right now to get someone on to talk about that. But let's transition
honestly,
to this.
Is this comedy or what? Scandal.
Well, you know, maybe we can get Honey Boo Boo on here to give us her expert advice, or Mama June. Either way, let's go on to this next thing that I want to talk about. Man, if there were ever a guy I want to hang out with, but I just haven't had the opportunity to, if he lived right here in Reno, I'd always be hanging out with him. His name's Kanye West. And did you see his interview with Tucker Carlson?
Heard it on the radio. The preceding show before us was playing excerpts.
Right.
From it.
Yeah. Man, this guy. I mean, he's on another level, man. I got to tell you, I mean, he opened up, talked about abortion and all sorts of things, you know, like just.
Played the clip where he's supporting some White Lives Matter.
So, well, he wore a shirt to Paris Fashion Week, him and Candace Owens, I think it was, his homie. They went over there and they wore the White Lives Matter shirt. And, yeah, instead of the Black Lives Matters, the BLM, they wore White Lives Matter shirt. And, of course,
what did he say about it?
Well, he just basically said that he was trying to pop the audience, you know, to make them go, hey, this is not normal. What's this about? The guy's a marketing genius, honestly. And so, I mean, if you can say Black Lives Matter, why can't we say White Lives Matter? I mean, it's not racist. They'll tell you it's racist. Put that narrative, and this is one of the things that Kanye is a free thinker. He talked about how Kim Kardashian's ex-wife, really good friends with the Clintons. He didn't know this. He had no clue. She was trying to, you know, lean him certain ways that the media was trying to lean her or just whoever the powers that be are, and he was pushing back against it. And so one of the most powerful things he said to me, it kind of reminds me of me and why I love just doing what I do here and being a free talker, is just, can you imagine being not able to be you? You're one of the biggest names in Hollywood, one of the biggest influencers, and you can't say what you think because you fear of the media or Hollywood coming at you or your own wife breaking off your relationship. Listen, man, I'm like the Yerington Yeezy in a way. You know, Kardashian down there. I didn't care what she thought. I was, you know what I'm saying? So like,
based on what he was saying, it sounds like he's almost got a death wish. Really?
Well, I mean, yeah, like
you can expect the media and such.
Well, this
to
is why
lampoon him.
You go off the narrative of the media, yeah. They call you crazy.
They'll turn him into a fool on Saturday Night Live. I'll bet you anything.
Kanye, man, you got.
But
my
on
support.
The other hand, I'll play devil's advocate here. On the other hand, no matter what he says, who cares what Kanye West thinks?
Well, true. There is that.
Did he deserve to be on an hour on Fox TV? Fox News, I mean,
who does? You know, I mean, like, who does? I mean, we're all equals.
I don't, yeah.
I mean, okay. Yeah. I mean, he's an educated man. His mom was a
there
teacher.
A lot of educated
His father was, well, yes, but listen, I'm sorry, but I would be more apt to sit down and have a conversation with someone like a Kanye West because he's hanging out with people like Elon Musk and talking to Donald Trump.
All right.
And so, and he's pulled Kim Kardashian, kudos to him. So, holds a special spot in my heart, I guess. But no, I think the guy's a little misunderstood. I think he's a little out there, but I like that he's a little kooky. I like that.
Yeah.
If we were all the same, John, it'd be a boring place to live.
I don't know. I get the same reaction. You know, a lot of the liberal outlets will do something like, oh, focus on, David Duke said this and that's. Who cares what David Duke says? And all you're doing is making him, this person, more popular than ever just because it suits your agenda. Yeah, right. A lot of nobodies are brought up because they take this side, you know, either or.
Right.
And so, I don't know. Conway West, there's a million musicians out there. I just don't get that.
Conway West.
Oh, is that how you pronounce
it? No. It's Kanye. It's Kanye.
I don't know.
Or Ye, or whatever he's calling himself this week. Yeah, he's out there. But Conway Twitty, he's not doing anything.
Nah, yeah, Conway Twitty. I'd be interested in hearing what he thinks. Not so much Conway.
Right. All right. Well,
Conway's dead, though, darn it.
I know. And that's real country, which you can always hear on one of our sister stations, 102.5 Cowboy Country with Evans Broadcast. Nice plug. Anyway, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back. We got more news and comment here with Live and Local, John and Jay on Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Please find us on Facebook, Live and Local John and Jay, and you can listen to the podcast at 991fmtalk.com about an hour after the end of each and every episode. John?
Looking at the calendar, we have a few things to mention. Early voting is now exactly 2 weeks away. Again, my ballot question suggestion did not make it. Who else is in favor of making Clark County our 51st state? No, I'm serious.
That would be nice, right?
Also, in a couple of less than a month, we're going to be turning clocks back.
Oh, my.
Less than a month from now, gaining an extra hour in 2022. Which is like getting a bonus track on a Michael Bolton CD.
See, and I just think of it as getting darker earlier. Yeah, a bonus track on a Michael Bolton CD. That's hilarious. Hey,
thank you, Jay.
It sounds like one of those commercials they play like really late at night. Like, get this penny for, or this CD for a dollar. Anyway, you know what? Still haven't heard from President Trump. I was hoping to hear from him this hour or Kid Rock. Still hoping that they're going to call in 775-884-9910. If you happen to be listening out there, President Trump, on your way to Minden today, please give us a call.
You're going to get the impersonators now, but that's okay.
Hey, if somebody can do a really good Trump impersonation, call on in.
Oh, come on. Now you're getting desperate. So anyway, had an interesting week. Monday, I hurt my wrist using self-checkout at Walmart and collected workers' compensation.
Wow.
And then yesterday, I did the self-checkout again without needing assistance, and they made me district manager. It's a strange world that we live in now.
They didn't make you have to go through the harassment videos?
Oh, that too. I forgot to mention that.
You're like an HR.
You're fired!
Oh, thank you, Craig.
Oh,
heard that before, by the way.
Oh, so you sound like a radio personality.
So anyway, mentioning the early voting, a total of 4 errors have been found on your sample ballot that was mailed out in Washoe County. Washoe County clerk race does not show up, though there is only one candidate, but that candidate did not get the over 50%, so he can vote for or none of the above, I guess.
Brewster's Millions, that's my favorite.
Assembly District 26 Libertarian candidate Reed Mitchell is not listed. The Washoe School District D race is on the ballot, but it wasn't supposed to be because Beth Smith, she got over half of the vote in the primary. And in Washoe County Commission District 5, candidate Ed Linger, his name has a D at the end. Now, we suggested you might as well just go by that new name. Right?
Yeah, you might stick around. longer if you lingered.
But the registrar's office says the voting ballots are being corrected with the with money, of course, contingency funds to redo those. And heads up, You'll have to get out to Tahoe because the Forest Service is closing recreational facilities around Tahoe for the winter.
Oh, wow.
That means on federal forest land, the beaches, campgrounds, picnic areas, forest roads, they close next Sunday, the 16th.
Well, I will tell you, Pope Beach there in South Lake.
Yeah.
Man, I go to that thing. I love parking out there on the street. And
Sand Harbor is getting ridiculously mobbed.
Well,
they had to do something about the parking alongside the highway there.
Right.
And
well, I'm talking about more like the off season because I like going to Pope Beach when there's nobody there. I mean, it's just a beautiful little beach there in South Lake, but you got to walk to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you park along the side of the road and there's usually only like 10 cars or something, if that even park. So it's not so bad, but yeah, you're right. They absolutely had to do something. John, just real quick, cause we have a couple minutes. Let's talk about the fact that we're going to be out at the Nevada Day Parade in 2 weeks. We're going to be broadcasting live out there.
What's our location?
We are going to be right in front of the National Automobile Museum. That's in Reno. We're going to be right in front of the Nevada State Museum, right there, downtown Carson, across from the Shell. So if you know where the Shell is, we're going to be right there on a huge booth. It's going to be lots of fun. Yes, absolutely. And also, we're going to have Steven come on next week. He's a director from the parade. So he's going to be on with us to talk about all the new stuff that's going on with the Nevada Day Parade next week. So that should be fun. And 2 weeks, John, it's just 2 weeks away.
But
I can't believe it, man.
Oh, early voting?
No, well, early voting and the Nevada Day Parade. Okay, and yes. We're going to be there. And I'm going to be like 50 feet from Sheriff Joe. It should be fun.
Yes, the... the once every 2 year outpouring of politicians.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh man, I'm gonna have a live mic. This is gonna be so great.
One correction.
Anyways,
join us. The parade is 3 weeks from today. It's the 29th. Yes.
Oh darn it! You shouldn't have mentioned that. We'd have Jay out there in his little table.
Yeah, I know. Weeks. Well, just like I showed up last week, ready for lunch with Rick. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been another fun Saturday morning. We'll talk to you next week on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 and 92.3.